Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined for my weekly chamber chat by Jeff Martz, the owner of Graphics2U in Perry, and Chamber Executive Director Lindsay Pasuti. Jeff and Lindsay, thank you both for joining me today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Nice to be here.
So Jeff, we will start with you. First of all, just take us a little bit through the history of your business. You make t-shirts, correct?
We make t-shirts, and that's kind of actually the latest evolution of the business, we might say. We've done lots of things over the years. Auto accessories, we still do some things with that. We do a lot of sign work all over town and the community. So been here as Graphics2U since 2001, and we've been doing the similar kind of work in town since about 1992. When I worked for my father-in-law here in town.
Okay. Have you been chamber members that whole time?
Since 2001.
Yep. Okay. How do you feel like that relationship has worked for you?
It's been real good. I feel like people that are either starting a new business or looking for a particular need, that's where they go to. I do feel that we have definitely been benefited by being involved in that, and also just being able to be active and helping out with some of the other functions that go on around the town.
All right. So I'm unfamiliar of where you're located. Where can people go to get some of your stuff, and how can they maybe get their own shirts? Because do you do custom work and that sort of thing?
We do custom work. We do large quantities. I mean, anything from one shirt to 800, 900. We've done upwards of 1,500 shirts on orders. So just about anything we can help you with. We're located at 2710 Willis. So on the east side of town, just not too far from the high school. Real easy to find. We're on the north side of the road. You can stop by the shop there anytime. We do have a couple of different websites, actually. We have graphics2u.com and then teamcloset.com, and that's our apparel site. And there's also on there an online designer built into that website. So you can go on and design your own t-shirts and order them right online, and it's a real nice feature.
Now, one of the things that you do primarily is you work with schools and other organizations and that sort of thing, helping them out with shirts, signs, everything that they could want, correct?
Yes, that's what we do. Pretty much anything they want as far as promotional things, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, that kind of thing is primarily what we do with the screen printing, but we have done shopping bags, you know, I mean, all kinds of different items and things.
Okay, do you work with like the Perry Booster Club at all, or?
Yep, we do work with the Booster Club closely. We do a lot of garments for them that they sell throughout the year at different events. We also sell some things, some Blue Jay apparel in our store there on Willis. We work directly with many of the individual teams, either through the coaches or a member on the team that wants to organize an order and get things going that way, so.
Okay, and then you also do a lot of fundraising stuff too, right?
Yes, we do. We've done several things last year. One, just for example, was for the school. You might have seen people around town wearing shirts that say one team on them with the Blue Jay on it. That was a fundraiser that was done through the school district here. We also do fundraisers for the individual teams if they choose to do that. Sometimes they'll just place an order for apparel, you know, just without doing a fundraiser, but other times they want to raise a little money for new equipment or a trip or something like that. So we have the ability to set up an online store for them so that they can advertise that or put it out over social media and sell directly online, have the option of having the items delivered to one location and distributed that way, or we can arrange to have them shipped out directly from our shop.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to mention about Graphics2U today?
Oh, I think that's pretty much sums us up, but just stop by and have a look and see if there's something we can do for you.
All right, Jeff Martz, thank you very much. Now we will bring in Lindsay Pasuti for a talk about the Perry Chamber of Commerce. So earlier this week, we did have a great event. I was there. It was the annual dinner. What can you tell me about this event?
I think the overall event was fantastic. This was obviously my first annual dinner, and I am really thankful for the great team that we had putting it all together. It wasn't just on my shoulders making it up as I go. We had a really strong committee that really took on, so I could just come and enjoy it, say a few words, and really let them take the show. But overall, we had a great turnout of folks. We had our pie auction and our awards, and ultimately just a good turnout of everyone that really supports Perry and everything that's going on, and a great speech by Sean that really geared people up to be excited for what's coming.
Yep, Raccoon Valley Radio's own Sean Kinney. He spoke for a while, but it was a great speech, I think. So.
Yeah, I think it was a great message about shopping local and how it all impacts us in different ways than what we think of. You know, it's not just purchasing a thing. It's also the services and really connecting the dots on how that plays out in the community. So a lot of our businesses, they're also giving back in various ways, just like we talked about with Jeff here. And so that just really plays into that be proud of Perry, and there's a lot of great things going on. And I joked that I've never been to anything that more of an introduction that felt more like a starting lineup of a basketball team, but I think it was just a real fun event and a real strong presence of our chamber board, our ambassadors, and then our members as well.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the awards. I know who the award winners were because I was there, but do you want to mention to our listeners who won these?
Yes. So we had two awards, and that was the Jack Finiseth Volunteer of the Year Award and the Business of the Year Award. And for Volunteer of the Year Award, that was Andrea Tunick. And then for the Business of the Year Award, it was Ben's Five and Dime. We also presented the top three nominations of kind of the finalists, and so they each had a couple words said about them, just thanking them for their time and their efforts in the community. And we did a memorial for Joe Warnock, who was one of those nominees. So we have a great group that's been added to kind of the long list of great past award winners, and I think everyone can be, you know, on board with the decision by the committee to honor those folks.
Absolutely. Now, the last thing that happened at the chamber dinner was the pie auction and raised quite a bit of money for the 4th of July fireworks.
Yeah, so this is the official kickoff to the fundraising for the annual 4th of July fireworks drive. And so with those pies, there were 11 pies, sweets, I could say, because there were a few cupcakes and cake pops, but we brought in $3,445 for the pie auction. We had a number of other donations, and so the grand total is just under $3,800. So that's pretty exciting. A good kickoff, a good start to our overall fundraising campaign for supporting those fireworks, which is all locally fundraise to have that fireworks show in July.
All right. Now, one last thing to talk about here briefly. Earlier today was the Chamber Coffee. The next Chamber Coffee is going to have something special with it.
Yeah, so originally it was Bike Month for May, and so it was going to be at the bike shop, but we had to switch gears a little bit. But we're adding an extra special thing to this Chamber Coffee in May. It'll be at Perry Perk, which is a new member, and we're actually going to do a ribbon cutting at the same time. So while everyone's there, we can do the ribbon cutting and enjoy the regular things with the coffee of our community, and then also celebrate that new member.
All right. Well, Lindsay Pasuti, Chamber of Commerce Director, anything else that you wanted to mention today?
That's it. Just thank you so much for everyone for coming to the annual dinner. It was a great turnout, and I really look forward to working with everyone this coming year.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lindsay Pasuti and Jeff Martz. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.